I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
There's a concern that a Democrat victory will bring a structural change for this country that at one time no one would have imagined. Yes, Joe Biden has signaled that he will establish a commission to look at changing the Supreme Court. That change would include the possibility of expanding the number of seats in the court and then packing those seats with all left-wing justices. Another change promised by Joe Biden is that he would appoint Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke to be in charge of figuring out how to deal with so many Americans owning guns. We already know that Beto has said that he would be for going door to door to confiscate guns. That, of course, would precipitate a shooting civil war in the United States. All of this should be of concern to every citizen of this country, whether left or right. But that's not all. The effort to re-educate American citizens is already underway. In early June, California Congresswoman Barbara Lee announced legislation calling for the establishment of the first United States Commission of Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation. 146 lawmakers, all Democrats, backed the legislation. On June 30th, the district attorneys of Boston, Philadelphia, and San Francisco announced they would create such commissions to address racism and police brutality. A national commission would supposedly address issues ranging from the history of slavery, school segregation, policing, employment, and wealth disparity. It would seek to highlight Lee's concern for what she and some believe is a systemic, widespread nature of racism in Black American life. And as was written in Politico.com, any such initiative would need to take more concrete actions. It's stated, quote, "In the United States, it's difficult to imagine a truth commission on race that wouldn't prosecute police officers," end of quote. Other countries have used these kinds of commissions. In 1995, South Africa held a truth and Reconciliation Commission that had been established to adjudicate the brutal racist tactics used by the country's apartheid government. Commissions such as these have been employed in Peru, Canada, and Tunisia. The purpose of such a commission here would be to act as a painful reminder of the persistence of racism across American history and society. It's been said that while truth commissions are not a cure-all, they have helped societies to address collective trauma and abuse. And while the process might not sound like a courtroom proceeding, it would differ in many ways. It would encourage anyone with a grievance to air those grievances in a public setting without any kind of cross-examination, any means to verify the veracity of what was being said. In this kind of setting, the victims become the protagonists, and that means the accused become the new victims. These so-called perpetrators would be encouraged to confess their sins. This kind of process sounds more like the events that unfolded in Red China under Mao Zedong when he established the Cultural Revolution. Those people suspected of opposing Mao's revolution were often paraded before town councils and told to confess their crimes. Some of these suspects were sent to rehabilitation camps, while others were murdered outright. In fact, Mao and his fascist thugs murdered tens of millions during this so-called Cultural Revolution. It's been suggested that we not only need a National Truth and Reconciliation Commission, but that this commission should hold these hearings on all national television stations as well as the internet. Some are suggesting that this kind of commission will heal the nation. On the contrary, this kind of commission will further divide the nation and cause retribution and further pain. This is the kind of world we can look forward to if Joe Biden becomes President of the United States. We should all be very concerned. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.